This is the 70s versus the 80s podcast. If you ever spent hours bouncing a Super Ball off the wood paneling that your dad installed in the basement while you were listening to Dr. Demento on a boombox, this is the podcast for you. Hello, everybody. This is Wolfman Mike on the mic. Sorry we've been away for a while. I've been waiting for my co-host Jim and our special contributor Brian. I've been waiting for them guys to get back in the game. So this is a little mini episode. I think you'll really enjoy. It's all the sound clips from all those 80s songs that you love and know. They're going to be played a little bit more of a different context, a little bit of a out of context, which I think is really fun. And then later in the episode, we got Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Dustin Hoffman stopping by, because you know they're hard to tell apart and people forget who was in which movie. Was Dustin Hoffman in Godfather? No, he's supposed to be, but that was actually Al Pacino. So we're going to have them three stop by and tell us in their old words how we can tell them apart. And thank goodness I got Cub reporter Awesome Augie on the show to help me out today. I think you'll really enjoy Awesome Augie. And so let's get to it. This is the first ever I Love the 80s Banquet. This is Wolfman Mike, and I don't know if anybody can hear me out there with all this crowd noise. The excitement down in the 70s versus the 80s banquet room is palatable. We have all the big stars here, and speaking of big stars, I think Audie, Awesome Audie, has one located in the corner. Awesome Audie, can you hear me, Audie?
Thanks, Wolfman Jack. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm standing down here by Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, that Bruce Springsteen. I'm going to get up my guts here and go over there and ask him a few questions. Hey, Bruce, this is Awesome Audie from the 70s versus the 80s. And I was just wondering, I had a few questions to ask you. I wanted to ask you about the awesome 1984 you had. I mean, in 1984, your song, Dancing in the Dark, it went all the way up the charts to, let's see here, went all the way up to number two, Bruce. It went all the way up to number two. The only song that beat it was When Doves Cry. Oh, that's such a great song, though, isn't it, Bruce? Oh, man. But then let's look. You're not done there. Your album, Born in the USA, it went all the way up the charts, all the way up to number two. Wow, let's take a look. The only album that beat it was Purple Rain, but, that album was dropped down from the gods, let's face it. Am I right, Bruce, or not? I mean, come on. So, Bruce, how does this all make you feel? Wanna change my clothes, my hair. Well, okay, Bruce, I guess I can see you have some disappointments there. But how about ever since the 1980s? I mean, you must just be flying up the Billboard charts. You must just be moving right up those Billboard charts, am I right? Oh, Wolfman, this is really bumming me out. I think I'm going to throw it back to you.
Don't worry about that, Augie. Bruce has always been a little bit of a downer, let's face it. But let's change the subject rapidly here, Audie. In fact, I'm all the way across the grand 70s versus the 80s banquet hall. I'm on the other side, and I'm over at the iconic women's table where all the iconic women are sitting. In fact, I see Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics right in front of me. Annie, can I get a word in? There's always one question I had for you. You were huge in the 80s. Madonna was huge in the 80s. I kind of heard that you kind of wanted to, well, how should I say this? I kind of heard you wanted to kick her ass. I mean, is that true? I'm not really sure what all that meant, but come on, you're Annie Lennox. Would you seriously kick Madonna's ass? Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, honey? Now would I say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you. No, I didn't mean to imply that you would lie to me. I mean, okay, you're sitting right next to Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper, what do you think? Do you think Annie Lennox would kick Madonna's ass? So wait a minute, you mean to tell me the song She Bop was all about fighting? I mean, the rumor back in the 1980s was that it was about, female masturbation. So which is it? Is it about fighting or is it about the other thing? Oh, okay, wait, now I'm even more confused. Oh, never mind. Let's just drop it. Well, looking at the iconic women's table here, I mean, I see Blondie. Blondie, what would you do if Cyndi Lauper and Annie Lennox decided to kick Madonna's ass? What would be your reaction? Okay, let's change the subject here about all this fighting. I don't want to hear about fighting anymore. I see that Belinda Carlisle is also sitting at this table with all these iconic women. Belinda, let's change the subject here. What do you think the most dirtiest lyric of the 1980s was? Saying your lips are sealed because you don't want to tell me? Or do you mean, those are the most dirtiest? Yeah, I guess those lyrics are pretty dirty. I can't think of any other dirtier lyrics in the 1980s. Well, you're dirty. I'll come on in. Come on, Eileen. Oh, that's that old joke. Well, okay, I guess technically that is a dirtier lyric, but I didn't even know Dexy's Midnight Runners are here. Oh, I see him sitting way in back. Okay, guys, let's just take a break and stop talking about dirty lyrics right now. Summer of 69. Brian Adams, Michael Jackson, I said that was enough with the dirty talk right now. Sorry, Michael, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but where are you going? Oh, awesome, Augie, you won't believe this. Annie Lennox is still really riled up and upset about the whole fighting Madonna issue, and Michael Jackson's going over there to console her. I'm going to try to get my microphone in there and hear what we can hear in their private conversation. Oh, that was actually a very touching sentiment by Michael there. I don't know what else to say. Awesome Augie over at the One Hit Wonders table. I think I'm going to throw it over to him. Awesome Augie, what's it look like over there at the One Hit Wonders table?
Thanks, Wolfman. This is Awesome Augie, and I'm over here at the One Hit Wonders table.
Yeah, great. I already said that, Augie.
Man, the first man I see over here is Robbie Dupree. Robbie, I just had a few questions for you. You know, a lot of people accuse you of stealing Michael McDonald's sound. And in fact, Michael McDonald, he sued you for stealing Michael McDonald's sound. So what do you have to say to people that say that you're just flat out stealing Michael McDonald's sound? I guess I respect the honesty in the answer, to tell you the truth. And sitting right next to Robbie Dupree at the One Hit Wonders table is Corey Hart. Corey, you have both legs in casts. You were rollerblading with your 80s rollerblades on right before the show, and you crashed into the biggest buffet table in the place with the ice sculpture, all the flan, the baked Alaskan. I mean, it's all over the place. Corey, first of all, are you okay? And second of all, why didn't you see the biggest buffet table in the whole building? I wear my sunglasses. So it was wearing the sunglasses at night that caused the accident. I should have guessed that. Well, I hope you feel better soon, Corey Hart. Still don't know what the hell you words you yell at the second half of that verse. It must be the Canadian accent or something.
All right, Augie, this is Wolfman, and I think we've heard enough from the one-hit wonders table for right now. I'm over here at the legends table, and the first person I see is Mr. Edward Van Halen himself. Eddie, we hear from you so seldomly. It would just be great to hear anything from you. Can you just give us anything at all? No. When I said it would be great to hear from you, what I meant was, well, I mean... Oh, wait, that's your song with Michael Jackson. So that's what you have to say to me is beat it? You want me to beat it? Okay, I know I'm when I'm not wanted. I see you're sitting next to Kenny Rogers. I'm just going to move on to Kenny Rogers then. Now, Kenny Rogers, I see you're in a neck brace. I heard you were in a terrible car accident. I heard you were going around the clover leaf and your wheel fell off. Can you tell us a little more about that?
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field.
Loose wheel? Loose wheel? Is that the actual lyric right there? It doesn't matter because I'm moving on to Phil Collins. I see you're sitting right next to Phil Collins. And Phil, I was watching an old Miami Vice rerun the other day, and the one that you acted in, and your acting, it was it was amazing, Phil. Yeah, I mean, it was great. Oh, come on, Phil. You don't have to get mad about it. I was just telling a little joke there. I mean, what are you going to do about it? Sue me for defamation? I mean, you're not really going to sue me, are you? You wouldn't sue me, would you, Phil? Give me a break, Phil. I know you're just joking. I mean, aren't you, Phil? Anyways, I see sitting next to, between Kenny Rogers and Bruce Springsteen is Tommy Two-Tone. Tommy, what are you doing over here at the Legends table? Shouldn't you be over there in the One-Hit Wonders table? You're shaking your head no? I mean, Tommy, exactly how many hit songs did you have anyways?
Numbers don't even work that way, Tommy. Wait. I want to try something.
High school locker combination. What's your social security number? What's your wife's measurements in a bikini? That's exactly what I thought. Now, folks, getting back to Phil Collins, he is really feeling confident tonight. He is strapped on Corey Hart's rollerblades, and he is strutting around the place. I don't know. Awesome, Augie, can you actually strut with rollerblades on?
I don't think that's possible, Wolfman Mike, because according to Webster's Dictionary, strutting is a noun, and it's considered the action of walking with a stiff, erect, and apparently arrogant or concealed gait. So the key word there being walking. Therefore, I don't think you can strut on rollerblades.
You never fail to amaze me, Awesome Augie.
What did I just say? I actually blacked out for a moment there.
It doesn't matter, Augie, because Phil Collins is now up and rollerblading, and I'm going to try to run next side to him and see if I can get one last interview in. Phil, so tonight's a big night. You're up for Best Artist of the 80s. Most people are picking Michael Jackson, Madonna, or Prince. Some people are picking Springsteen. Do you really think this is your night? Do you think you really have a chance to win this tonight? Phil, watch out as you're rollerblading. Don't crash into the fondue table. And Phil must have crashed into every fondue pot on that table. And for some reason, he still did it in rhythm. He's really good at being in rhythm. Folks, we're going to check on Phil Collins, but I'm sure he's all right. But I'm afraid I'm just going to have to cancel this I Love the 80s banquet. These 80s stars are just too nutty. We just have to end it. I'm sorry.
The spilled fondue doesn't taste so bad, though.
So here at the 70s versus the 80s, we always wanted to take on that age-old question that Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Dustin Hoffman are, in fact, three separate different people. Some people can't tell them apart. Some people forget which one was in which movie. So what we did is we brought them all here today. And right, in fact, they're sitting in the study of the 70s versus 80s complex right now. And we're going to go in there and talk to them, see if we can prove that they are, in fact, three different people. And there they are. Welcome, Mr. De Niro. Welcome, Mr. Pacino. Welcome, Mr. Hoffman. I heard you had quite an adventure getting here today. Is it true that you, in fact, Dustin Hoffman, drove the three of you here today? What was that all about?
Of course, I'm an excellent driver. I drove the Buick on the driveway when my dad came to Walbrook.
Well, I see. Well, at least you all made it intact, right?
Of course, I don't have my underwear. I'm definitely not wearing my underwear.
Wait a minute. What? Well, that sounds like an interesting story for next time. Well, I'm glad you made it. I know you came from a long way off.
Cincinnati's a long way off.
Yeah. So I knew you guys came a long way, so I made a special treat for you. I made almond milk milkshakes. You know, the hardest thing about that is finding the nipples on the almonds to milk them.
I have nipples. Could you milk me?
Oh, hi, Mr. De Niro. I guess I was just kind of making a stupid joke there.
You talking to me?
Yes, I was looking right at you.
You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Oh boy, let's just change the subject. I wasn't trying to insult you or Mr. Hoffman at all.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Really? I didn't mean to.
Insulted him a little bit.
I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree, but hey, look, awesome Augie's here with the blueberry muffins.
Wolfman Mike, I hate to change the subject, but did you accidentally leave the front door open again? Because don't look now, but Al Pacino's little pug doggy, I think his name is Attica, he got loose and he's running around in the yard.
Attica! 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 Remember Attica!
Okay, you can stop screaming now, Al. Your little doggy Attica is coming back. Who are all these screaming people out here anyways, and who names their dog after a prison riot anyways? Am I right? Hey, Al, I thought I had heard you say you were all done owning new puppies anyways. What happened?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Oh, man. The door is still open, and now Dustin Hoffman's little French bulldog, Elaine, has gotten out. She's on the other side of that glass, big glass window over there. Dustin, maybe if you pound on the glass, she will come back.
Oh, Jesus, God. No.
Dustin, stop banging on the glass. It's all my fault. I'll run out there and get her myself. Got her.
Hoo-ah!
Great job, Mike. Hey, Dustin, I'm surprised you didn't name your dog Mrs. Robinson. Get it?
Hey, guys, all the dogs are safe now. Great. Sorry to the rough start to the interview. I don't want you to think we're a bunch of screw-ups or anything.
I heard some things.
What? What things did you hear, Mr. De Niro?
I heard things, Joey. I heard some things.
My name's not Joey.
Ha 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 ha. I'm so glad I stopped by with the blueberry muffins just to hear all you guys talk. You guys are just all so funny.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Wait a minute. Frickin' Joe Pesci is here? I didn't even see him standing back there. Oh, Mr. Pesci, don't be insulted about it. That's just awesome, Augie.
He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how?
Like funny, like ha-ha?
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh, I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know, funny. Just funny.
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Okay, I'll tell you what's so funny. What's funny is that I didn't even see Joe Pesci standing here. I mean, why is it so dark in here? It's like the opening scene of The Godfather or something.
Mike, you shouldn't have made the joke about The Godfather. Now Al Pacino is P-doed and he's storming off.
Oh, come on, Al Pacino. It was just a joke. Don't you think that's a little out of order?
Out of order? I show you out of order. You don't know what out of order is.
Uh-oh, now Dustin Hoffman's taking his little doggy, and he's walking with him, and he's walking right out of here.
Dustin, you don't have to walk out of here. You don't have to walk out.
Hey, I'm walking here. I'm walking here. Up yours, you son of a bitch. You don't talk me that way. Get out of here.
Mr. Hoffman, Mr. Pacino, please come back. Mr. De Niro's still here, and he's getting all the blueberry muffins all to himself.
From now on, I want you to put an equal amount of blueberries in each muffin.
What now?
An equal amount of blueberries in each muffin.
Do you know how long that would take?
I don't care how long it takes. Put an equal amount in each muffin.
Whatever, Mr. De Niro. Why don't you just keep drinking your almond milk milkshake?
I have nipples. Could you milk me?
Oh, boy. Couldn't you leave with the rest of them?
You're talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Yeah, I know you're the only one here. That's the problem. Oh, wait, Al Pacino's coming back. Oh, he just wants some blueberry muffins. Okay, Al, how many blueberry muffins do you want?
Give me all you got! Give me all you got!
All right, folks, this bit's getting out of control. We pushed it too far. We're going to end it right there. That's it for our first Clips episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry for the abrupt ending there. You know how those method actors are. They're just like herding cats. They're too nutty to keep them in all one room together. But I hope you really enjoyed this first Clips episode. If you did, go to the 70s versus the 80s Facebook page and leave me a comment if you liked it or if you didn't like it. I do have some other episodes planned out. In fact, we have a Yacht Rock softball tournament coming up. We have a 70s versus the 80s go-kart race. There's a 5K charity race coming up. That's another plan we have. We even have a 1990s grunge visit to the old country buffet. So just listen in on the next couple episodes. And until next time, this is the 70s versus the 80s. This is Wolfman Mike on the mic signing off.